Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Ever feel like your inner critic is running a 24/7 commentary booth in your head? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We've got the power to change that script. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building confidence through positive self-talk. Because let's face it, our thoughts shape our reality, and if you're constantly feeding yourself negativity, well, things are gonna get pretty bleak pretty fast. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and let's get real about rewiring those thought patterns for the better. Now, positive self-talk isn't about being some Pollyanna who denies reality. It's about challenging those negative voices and replacing them with realistic, supportive ones. Think of it like this. You wouldn't talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself, right? So why put up with that inner critic? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start building that confidence through positive self-talk. First things first, awareness is key. Pay attention to those negative thoughts as they pop up. What triggers them? Are you comparing yourself to others? Are you putting too much pressure on yourself? Once you know your patterns, you can start to address them head on. You know that feeling when you're about to step onto a stage and your mind goes into overdrive with self-doubt? What if I mess up? What if they laugh at me? That's a classic example of negative self-talk rearing its ugly head. But guess what? By consciously acknowledging those thoughts, you can start to reframe them. Instead of, what if I mess up? Try, I've prepared for this, and I'm going to do my best. See the difference? Second, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, a supportive friend, or simply the fact that you woke up healthy and ready for a new day. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, which naturally boosts your mood and self-esteem. Think about it. When you're feeling grateful, negativity just seems, well, less compelling. Third, challenge those negative thoughts with evidence. Are they really true, or are you just jumping to conclusions based on fear or past experiences? You know that voice in your head telling you, you're not good enough. Stop and ask yourself, what evidence supports this? Chances are, there's more evidence pointing to the opposite. Fourth, celebrate your wins. Even the small ones. Did you finish a tough project at work? Did you finally make it to the gym? Give yourself a pat on the back. You deserve it. Celebrating your successes reinforces positive self-belief and motivates you to keep going. Remember, progress over perfection, folks. And lastly, surround yourself with positive people who lift you up, not drag you down. You know those friends who always have your back and believe in your potential? They're gold. Choose to spend time with them and minimize contact with anyone who drains your energy or undermines your confidence. Your mental health is worth it. Speaking of real-world examples, let me tell you about Sarah. She's a brilliant writer but struggled with crippling self-doubt. Every time she finished a piece, she'd convince herself it wasn't good enough. One day, she realized that this negative voice was holding her back from pursuing her dreams. So, she started practicing positive self-talk, focusing on her strengths and celebrating her accomplishments. Slowly but surely, her confidence grew, and she began submitting her work to publications. Guess what? She got accepted. Now, Sarah is a published author, living proof that positive self-talk can change your life. Remember, folks, building confidence is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing those positive affirmations, and celebrate every step forward. You are capable of amazing things, and the world needs your unique voice. So what's one thing you're going to do today to start practicing positive self-talk? Maybe write down 3 things you're grateful for, or challenge a negative thought with evidence. Share it in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review if you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.